KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be variably cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high of 88. Currently, we do show on radar some light showers and a few thunderstorms located primarily north of Interstate 80. That would be north of Highway 71, along Highway 71. And then again around the Casey Menlo areas up toward the Guthrie Center. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. A truck driver suffered minor injuries after the semi he was driving rolled onto its side northeast of Exira Monday afternoon. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the semi was traveling south on Audubon County Highway N36, but it entered a curve at a high rate of speed, causing the load to shift. The semi went out of control and entered the west ditch. The name of the driver was not immediately available. The accident remained under investigation. In an update to our earlier reports, the Page County Sheriff's Office said Monday 43-year-old Brandy Lee Grieve of Clarinda was arrested Sunday on felony first-degree arson and attempted murder charges in connection with the camper fire at 3160 Oak Avenue south of College Springs. Grieve was being held in the Page County Jail on $100,000 bond pending additional court proceedings. The incident remains under investigation by the Page County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office. The Page County Sheriff's Office was notified about a camper on fire at around 4:25 a.m. Sunday. The occupant of the camper made it out prior to sheriff's personnel arriving on the scene. College Springs Fire and Rescue, Clarinda Fire, and Clarinda Rescue also assisted at that scene. A 27-year-old man has been charged with vehicular homicide for the crash death of a Western Iowa motorcyclist in Omaha. The Douglas County, Nebraska Attorney's Office at Nicholas Colabello's first court hearing is set for today. Police say the collision happened around 1:30 a.m. Saturday. Investigators say a westbound car driven by Colabello turned left in front of a motorcycle operated by 31-year-old Dustin Roof of Council Bluffs. Police say Roof was taken to an Omaha hospital where he was pronounced dead. The county attorney's office said Colabello's blood tested out above the legal limit for alcohol. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Audubon County man had been arrested Saturday on OWI first offense and driving while revoked charges. 44-year-old Brian Nielsen Hoffman of Exira was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day in his own recognizance. Last Friday, 25-year-old Jade Michael Nicholson of Atlantic was arrested on possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense charge. Nicholson was later released on $2,000 bond. And on July 14th, 47-year-old Bradley Leo Ranney of Messina turned himself into the Cass County Jail on a warrant for assault causing injury. Ranney was booked into the Cass County Jail and pled to simple assault and was released to authorities in Adair County, where he faces additional charges on warrants. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson reports two recent arrests. 47-year-old Kendra K. Grant of Adair turned herself into the sheriff's office Monday morning on a warrant for disorderly conduct and simple assault. The charges stem from an incident that took place in Exira on July 3rd. Grant was released from custody and will appear before a magistrate on August 22nd. And 24-year-old Tyler Lee Carter of Audubon was arrested Friday night for OWI second offense, child endangerment, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. The charges were the result of a traffic stop in Audubon. Audubon police assisted in conducting the arrest. Carter was later released after appearing before the magistrate. The incident remains under investigation. Sheriff's officials in Mills County also reported four recent arrests. Monday morning, 38-year-old Angie Lee Dabney of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Sarpy County, Nebraska jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $10,000. On Sunday, deputies arrested 25-year-old Gregory Allen Lincoln Hoker II of Pacific Junction for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension. His bond was set at $1,600. And 27-year-old Stephen Richard Smith of Emerson was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Last Saturday, 27-year-old Michael Allen Offert of Pacific Junction was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond as well in the Mills County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Terry Sue Anderson, age 74, of Anita, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Terry Anderson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Rosemary Jacobson, age 80, of Omaha, died Sunday at Nebraska Medicine. A massive Christian burial for Rosemary Jacobson will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lois J. Peterson, age 81 of Logan and formerly of Elkhorn, Nebraska, died Saturday in Logan. Graveside services for Lois Peterson will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Daryl Schaefer, age 73 of Atlantic, died Saturday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Daryl Schaefer will be on Monday at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.